Hi, Stephen. Stephen, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer any questions you have, how it works, and what's included. Also, since it is a very young company, she does want me to apply that new in business rate for you, make it even more affordable. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's the power of this listing. I mean, you are a very young company. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you, though, when they're looking for the keywords related to your services, residential and commercial clients looking for paving or ceiling or any of those keywords. You're not going to be limited by how someone is searching for you as long as they're in your service area and it's a service you provide. It's not the companies that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town that will appear on the first page. It's just the companies that have the most content online relating to that search in that area. So we'll make sure you have that content. We have Google partners, you know, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. We'll create almost 70 different directories. They're all a bit like a website. They all talk about your services and service area, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that if someone were to call you, you could provide those services. That 60-mile service area, this is also going to include a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads as well.
Oh, wow.
That way we can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by both residential and high-end commercial clients. Now, do you have a preference of one over the other, or you kind of like the mix?
The mix, I suppose.
Yeah. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have like a helper or a crew?
I have a crew, but I'm the only member of the...
Sure, but you have a crew helping you out. No website though yet, right?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Do you have any photos of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, anything like that?
A small amount because I haven't done many jobs yet.
Sure.
I've got some pictures of the equipment and stuff.
Perfect. Yeah, that's
like
perfect.
Our rig and everything.
Nice. So, you know, we do build websites for our clients that don't have a website because our job is not just to list you on the first page. Of course, it's to give the people who see you there the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. And, of course, a website's a very powerful conversion tool. And of course, it only works when people see it. And most people, in fact, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to make that buying decision based off of what they see on that first page. Most websites are not on that first page, of course, so they're never even seen by their intended audience. So our first job is to put you on that first page. But it is, of course, ultimately to get your phone ringing. So we do want you to have a website. You know, a lot of times for our very young companies, I mean, we don't expect our young businesses to already have a website. So a lot of times what we'll do, since the service is offered month to month on our end and we want you to see success from the very beginning, a lot of the times we'll even include the website for our clients at no additional cost. And I'm going to message my supervisor right now to see if he'll allow me to do that in this case. And if he does approve it, it means that not only the initial construction of the website would be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included as well. So as we send you jobs, you can take new photos or videos even, and we can add that to the website. There would never be any additional cost for that. And like I said, it is a month-to-month service. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system too, Stephen, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those searches. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or even from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Now, the website, if we build one for you, is going to have a contact form so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are, in fact, calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
How much is this membership?
That's a great question. So being that it is a young company, you do qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, our new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's a savings of a little bit over 50% every single month. So it's not like an introductory rate that's later going to balloon up on you. It really amounts to more of an assistance program, if you will, just to make it affordable for younger companies, because although there are no long-term contracts, we know our clients do keep the service long-term. So it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, you'd save actually $300 a month. It would bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. And, of course, that would be that exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees because you're not paying for a lead or chasing that lead down or in a bidding war with your competition. You'll just get calls directly to you no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It is that same flat rate. Now, if I can get the website included at no additional cost, I mean, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Google it. You know, it's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, as a very young company, of course, you haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor just yet, but every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services down the road or recommend you to a friend or family member or something like that. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the phone number you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
Perfect. You know, like I said, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you, but if someone does fill out that contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden that no one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, you know, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, a lot of times we will email things out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
For my business, it's smdfeeling@gmail.com.
Perfect. So the name of the company at gmail.com, definitely an email that we can put on your website. And then, like I said, your customers are going to call you unless they're filling out that contact form. But when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
Probably by either text or call would be good.
Okay. Yeah, text or call. That's the most common response for a service-based business, and that that brings me to my next question. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom, nothing like that that we would be promoting for your business?
No, we go to the customer.
Perfect, yeah. And, you know, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run from the truck, and even if you had a office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept all your equipment,
right.
Since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on one second. I heard a chime. I think it is my supervisor. It is. Okay, so it says, Paul, for this very young business, especially one that is trying Angie Leads, I would be more than happy to approve your request for a website to be included at no additional cost. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So I'm glad he did approve that. I mean, I've been with the company for over 10 years. Actually, April 17th was my 10-year anniversary. So usually when I ask for something, they see the wisdom in it. And I think my supervisor understands that, you know, once we get your phone ringing, you're probably going to keep the service long term. Now, Stephen, is that with a V or a PH?
A PH.
A PH, okay. And then Lulu never did get your last name, Stephen.
It is D'Angelo. D'Angelo.
Okay, Mr. D'Angelo. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, get the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer, though, for that particular call. The other thing that I have to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's the exact amount of $299, that we are, in fact, in this case, actually including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, Stephen, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
The $299, is that per month, and how long would that be with the discount?
Yeah, that is a great question. So normally the cost of the service is $599. We are reducing that cost down to that flat rate of $299. It is an exact amount, and it's also a fixed rate. So it's not ever going to go up on you. No matter how long you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing does stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. It is an exact amount. So no taxes or fees, you're not paying a percentage of your profits or per click call or job. So it's easy to budget for. I mean, you know exactly how much it bills, and it bills once a month on the same day for that exact same amount.
Okay.
Okay.
And would I have to start it right away, or could I wait a week or so?
Well, it is a position that we are actively filling, and we can only work with one business at a time, strict Google guidelines. We can't put our clients in competition with each other. So we are calling through the area to find that one company to work with. Once we find that company, we actually close out the category. We stop calling through the area. Now, would there be any specific reason why you would not be able to get this started today?
Just, I had a family emergency lately, and
okay.
It's kind of something I got to take care of before.
Okay. Well, you know, I hear that. I mean, you know, I'm a family man myself. But I don't want to mislead you. It's not like we flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. I mean, it's not a lead-based service. It's not like the day you sign up, there's a backlog of leads that have already been or will soon be sent to your competitors as well as you. I mean, it is a process to get you on that first page. It's going to take us about 3, 4, maybe 5 business days to build out your website. Now, we're supposed to say 7 to 10 business days for those Facebook ads to be up and running. My experience is it's usually about 7 days, sometimes less. And, of course, we have to create all the additional content, all of those different destinations and directories, and get you verified on Google. I mean, so if you can even start taking phone calls in, like, you know, 2 weeks or something like that and start scheduling that work, now would be a perfect time to get this going.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I guess we'll go ahead then.
Okay. So like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but please feel free to stop me if you have any questions, and it does answer a lot of questions you might have. I do have it pulled up now, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Stephen. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?"
SMD Ceiling LLC.
And did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business? I mean, I realize it is an LLC, but it's a personal preference if you include it or leave it off. But it's up to you. If you want it included, it'll be on everything, your website, your directories, of course, your Google and Bing listings. Consistency is the important thing. Leave it off? Okay. That's actually my personal preference. If anyone ever asks, I always say to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. So I've got that just as SMD Ceiling. And then, Mr. D'Angelo, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. My name is Stephen D'Angelo, and I'm the owner of SMD Ceiling.
Okay. And then, Mr. D'Angelo, as the owner of SMD Ceiling, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Stephen, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. D'Angelo, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who are needing your services, that they are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Stephen, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all the content that we will, in fact, be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Stephen, we are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. D'Angelo, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, I am with Angie Leads. Is that a problem?
I did see that. Lulu attached that. That's actually a very different service. That's a lead-based service. Of course, with that, you're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not. So there is no direct conflict. Now, what I have found with businesses that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you have or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients, I think even most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them. And a lot of my clients find that once we get their phone ringing, they can scale back on their leads. They can keep their leads paused more often or cap their leads at a lower amount. In fact, some of my clients will actually shut their leads off altogether. But there is no direct conflict, and I did see that. And we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, and we will be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of your information is accurate and that Angie's Lead does have it as SMD ceiling. There is no physical address on there, so that's perfect. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, and then, of course, with it being a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate of $299, and, of course, with my supervisor allowing me to include that website for you at no additional cost, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive, will be billed today, the 26th of June, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. And again, Stephen, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we're also going to be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. And that website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. Mr. D'Angelo, you can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Stephen, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, Mr. D'Angelo, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Stephen, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Stephen, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. D'Angelo, what does work best for you, sir?
I'll do a Discover card.
Discover. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Sorry, what was that?
On that Discover card, is it your name or the business name or both of them?
Oh, my name.
Your name. Is it first and last or is there any middle initial on that particular card?
Just first and last.
First and last, okay. And then you said that was a Discover card. That should start with a six, all Discover cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 6011.
Mm-hmm.
0002.
Okay.
4493.
Yes, sir.
8019.
And then the expiration month and year?
It is 1026.
10 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
The security?
Yeah, the code on the back?
285.
285. So I've got 285 to 85 on the back. I've got October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration. And then, Stephen, was the card itself 6011-0002-4493-8019?
Yep. And I've got to go right now, unfortunately.
I need a little bit more time, about 2 minutes. We can schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then what is the billing address of that particular card?
It should be 1271 North Main Street, Chiefland, Florida.
Okay, and that's 32626. Okay, perfect. So I've got that all set up and squared away. And then your follow-up call, I know you're a little busy now. I don't know if 11 o'clock would work out for you. That's just the first available. There's 12, 1, 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there is 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. It takes about a half an hour, scheduled by the hour, though, so it gets you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. You want something early or later on today?
Great.
6? Okay. So we'll schedule from 6 o'clock until 7. Like I said, the call will get to you a few minutes after 6. I'm going to send you a confirmation of that. You'll also receive an additional email. The client support phone number is going to be on there, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Just for some added security on your account here, we want to set up a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us they're with your business, we would want to know if they know the answer to that. And of course, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or Local Splash would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and the answer as well as the question. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
And what is the answer?
Buddy.
B-U-D-D-Y. Okay. Perfect. Yep. You're all set and squared away there. Like I said, our client interview technician will be giving you a call in that 6 o'clock hour. If I am available when they are ready to call, I will, I'll be on that call just in the very beginning. If not, they'll call you on their own.
Okay.
They will have all of the notes and the entire file here. So I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, Mr. D'Angelo. I appreciate your kindness and patience in taking the call, and we'll talk to you later on today.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.